Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Monday, so naturally Breezy and I are about to impose on someone's dating life with an all-new Team PXY Bad Dates.
We sure are. In the nicest way possible, here's how it works. You go on dates, 9 times out of 10, they go horribly wrong.
9.5 times out of 10, probably. Yeah, I mean, like 9.9 times out of 10.
It's a toss-up. You slide into our DMs on Instagram at 98PXY Rochester, and we share the story on the radio. It's as simple as that.
All right, Breeze, who did you say that we had again this week?
So this week we have Steve. He slid right in Saturday night after his disaster date unfolded in his in front of his very eyes. The story is truly tragic. I have to share it.
Oh, God. All right. What a way to set this up. Let's get to it. Steve is on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Steve.
Morning.
Stevie, how you doing, buddy? Those messages you sent me on Instagram were an awful lot on Saturday night, so.
Well, I was pretty fired up on Saturday night.
All right. Let's step into it. What had you so fired up?
I got on Bumble. You heard that thing, right?
Oh, we sure have.
I had gotten out of a kind of a nasty breakup. And I was just letting it lie for a while. I didn't want to be involved with anything, so I figured if I was going to get back into the dating thing and try online dating again, I wanted to do something where I wasn't going to be, you know, sticking my neck on a chopping block. Because since the girls messaged first on Bumble, that's, I thought, the safest way to go.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's for a lot of guys, it's more comfortable for them because, you know, making that opening line makes it feel like you're some kind of creepo in a bar. It's like going and picking up on girls. So yeah, that makes complete sense. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, so I got this one girl they matched me with was hot. You see who they match you with, and you kind of like, oh man, I hope she sends me a message. So right. I get this one girl, she messages me, and she's really cute. So, you know, we're talking back and forth a lot, and seems to be going well as far as the conversation goes. She seems cool. We got into the subject of bowling, and she said that she bowls, which I was shocked. I mean, she was so cute. I didn't think really hot girls bold.
Hey, man, like, look, no need to throw shade here. I'm sure there are plenty of very attractive women who listen to this show that are also proficient at bowling or love to bowl.
Well, that remains to be seen because, well,
okay.
We set a date to get together, and we thought a low-pressure first thing would be bowling, radio social or something.
Absolutely. Activity is always a great move for a first date, by the way.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to just, like, try to sit at a bar or go sit in a movie or something dumb like that.
It gets a little awkward,
so, the day of the date comes. We didn't talk all that much that day, but we messaged, you know, we chatted a bit that morning, and she confirmed she was coming, so she was going to be there, and everything was cool. And I rented a lane and everything.
I
make sure we had...
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to show up there on a Saturday and just and get blocked out from bowling. You need to have your bowling.
Oh, no. Yeah. I made a reservation. I want to make sure.
Okay.
So get there. I can't believe I'm so goofy I did this. I got champagne.
Okay.
It's a classy move.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, real classy. And then, so I'm there. It's about the time that we're going to meet. So it's maybe like 5 or 10 minutes after I go to Messenger on Bumble, and she matched me.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Okay. There's that.
Steve-o, buddy, I don't love that for you.
Nah, me neither. I was a little ticked off.
Sure, understandably so.
The thing that burns the most, I just felt so stupid. I wasted all this money and time on some dumb random chick from the internet.
What an online weirdo.
And okay, that's saying something from Miss Online Weirdo herself.
But I just wanted to do a PXY PSA for all those guys out there. If you're on Bumble, anybody named Michelle messages you and sets up a date, don't believe it.
Steve, and we can't really blast her name on like live radio, but all right, sounds good.
All right, yeah, okay. Well, you get the idea then. Just guys, watch yourself.
All right. All right, Steve. Well, goodness, that is quite the tale. You know, and it's interesting because I need to point this out. A lot of the time with Team PXY Bad Dates, we are hearing from women who have been screwed over by men. And a lot of the time it can kind of seem like that's always the case. It's always the woman getting screwed over.
Not in this case.
In reality, yeah.
goes both ways.
Yeah, it can. It can. It pretty much dating sucks for everyone. Dating sucks for everyone. Yes, dating sucking is definitely a thing that's super gender equal.
Yep.
Steve, but you're like good, right, buddy? You're okay?
Oh, yeah. No, please. I'm not. Yeah, my life goes on. I know the sun's coming up. I'll be fine.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks for calling in. It was quite the story.
Yes.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
All right. See you, Steve. This is interesting, of the fact that they messaged back and forth.
Right.
And, like, they made plans. She confirmed plans.
Well, he said they were kind of talking throughout the day. Yeah. It's not like...
And then just unmatched and didn't show up.
The second he was, like, at the date.
Is this an isolated incident? Is this something that only happens to Steve?
Or Steve thing?
Or is this a new epidemic when it comes to online dating? I'm actually kind of curious. Have you had this happen to you before where... You made plans, you're ready to go, and then all of a sudden, it's like a pre-ghosting. Like, you didn't even go on the date yet.
No.
How can they ghost you before you go on the date?
Cold feet, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's very weird. I want to hear from our listeners, though. Call us right now, 222-9800, or send us a text at the Club PXY Safe Text Line, 69822, and let us know.
Yeah, is this something that we need to be aware of? Again, another PSA headed your way.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.